I'll just read the whole thing. Ted Thackeray, Kansas City, Kansas, November 17, 1901, to Samuel and Carrie Richards, T. Student, Poly Institute, Kansas City, Missouri. Student, Kansas State College, 2021. Married Jean Anthony, May 11th, 1962. Children, Jane, Theodore Olin, editor, publisher, Cleveland Press. 1923 to 1928, New York Telegram, Buffalo Times. 1929 to 30. Cleveland Press, 1923 to 28. The Telegram, 1928-29, Buffalo Times, 1929-30, Shanghai Evening Post and Mercury, DAH, capital MEI, capital WEN, capital BAI, East Magazine, that was in Shanghai too, 1930 to 37, executive editor, editor, general manager, New York Post, 1938 to 50, editor, publisher, New York Daily Compass, 1950 to 53, managing editor, Lakeland Ledger, 1956 to 59. Editorial director, Reuter and Finn, Incorporated, 1961 to 62. Administrator, Community Council, Greater New York, 1964 to 76. Editor, publisher, proprietor, Better Times, New York City, 1976, served with RAF, 1916 to 18, member of National Press Club, home, 1060 Park Avenue, New York, office, 225 Park Avenue South, New York.
Okay, so you had told us that a lot of these jobs came from the same publisher.
Oh, yeah.
And they moved him from place to place to kind of get the newspaper up and running. Mm-hmm. That was kind of his
functions. Yeah. Yes, and starting with the Cleveland Press, and then the Telegram, the Buffalo Times, all three were owned by
Jack
Howard.
Howard. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Okay. So, do you have any stories that you want to share with us about his time on any of the papers that stand out?
Well, the one with the Cleveland Press, is that what you want me to tell?
Sure.
Yes, he thoroughly enjoyed living in Cleveland at the time that he did because of the richness of the variety of emigres. And they were all very active in their own
cultures,
and they had many anyway, period. It was just a interesting time to be there. It was a now I'm stymied.
It was rich in culture at the time. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you had mentioned that every time he went to a new newspaper, he liked to work from the bottom up.
He liked to work from the bottom up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any job that he had. Mm-hmm. And this job with Reuter and Fenn that he had when he first went back to New York, they made the job for him. They had admired him at the Post and the Compass. And now the Compass was a difficult period for him because there was always a bit of a shortage of money coming in. And it was a very difficult time politically. And I think he really worked very hard, and I don't think that he felt as rewarded as he did on the other newspapers. And
but you said his time at the Post, that he actually took it from almost going to bankrupt? Or you said that
yes, when he took over, they were in the red, and that's why it was sold. And it was sold to Dorothy Schiff. Mm-hmm. And I think he had a little piece of it too. And he completely revised it. And
changed it to a tabloid format.
Mm-hmm. To a tabloid format.
Is it still a tabloid format today? It continues to be
published, of course, today.
Probably and the oldest paper.
It's the oldest newspaper in the United States.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did it start?
17, whatever.
Wow.
Hmm. And,
wow.
So that was good that
mm-hmm. it trimmed the staff, you said?
Of course, Murdoch owns it now.
So Keith said that he trained the staff.
He trimmed the staff.
Trimmed the staff, yes.
And trained, to an extent. I think there's always training on newspapers.
Okay. And any other stories that come to mind?
Yes. And I promise you I will send you.
I have
some idea. I had no idea what we were going to be discussing or what you would be looking for. So I do know now, and it has. I will send you copies of anything that I think will be pertinent.
Right now, the oral stories are what more interesting.
Exactly.
So that you have to write it all down, but.
Well, like Shanghai. Well, if I come across something mm-hmm. that is of interest, that making a copy would be worthwhile, then mm-hmm. I certainly will. And but anyway, it'll give me I now have an idea of what you're.
Did he have a favorite paper? I mean, was there one that he enjoyed the most?
I don't know. I think he really enjoyed Shanghai. I think C.V. Starr gave him a lot of leeway, and he
sure had nice accommodations.
Yes, didn't he?
Yes. Was he the only one that lived in that?
Oh, no.
No.
And I think almost all the Americans lived in a section.
Like a compound. Or something.
Uh-huh. And the French and the English. And it was an exciting time in his career. And and I think he learned a lot, because I think Starr as I said before, gave him a lot of leeway.
Mm-hmm.
And
which would be good for a creative person,
yeah,
like him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after the post. As I understand it, was he given directions as to what he could and couldn't do?
Oh, no, he did, no, he trained, I think Dorothy Schiff says in her book that she learned everything she knows about it from Ted.
I just didn't know if the politics ever got in the way of...
I'm sure it did.
was he ever told that she would rather him not write certain political pieces, or...
Well, they were not in agreement at the end.
Yeah.
He was... And she was in favor of, was it Dewey who ran? And he was for Wallace, Henry Wallace. And as was my family.
Of course, neither one of them won.
I know.
And Ted didn't win either. Henry Wallace was never heard from after that. And he lived over in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And the family used to buy chickens from his brother. You know, baby chicks.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, when Ted learned that the family were for him during the, of course, he was not here, he was in New York at the time, but I think they left on good terms, but Ted wrote him and asked him to come to Lakeland or whatever, to get with them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he never heard anything from him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got his nose so bloodied that he didn't ever want to get near politics after.
Yeah.
And he just thought, I'm not going to open that door.
Yeah.
That's what Ted said.
Join the chickens.
Yes. Well, he wasn't.
Right,
right. But his brother was.
You were going to ask something about
it. Oh, I was just going to ask what years he was working on the Kansas City Star.
Mm. He doesn't say in here, does he?
Was that early on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yes, that was in the early years. And that he dropped out of school at...
Kansas City? Kansas State.
Yeah. Because he was offered a job as a city editor, and he took the job of city editor.
I don't know how folks felt about that. I'm sure he, because he was so different than his brothers, he was a wanderlust,
mm-hmm,
unlike our father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was probably a lot for them to handle.
Each one was quite different from the other.
True, true. Mm-hmm. But I think of all of them, he was definitely the most...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Certainly the most widely traveled.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, well...
So I have my assignment.
Yep, you do.